How does Old Spice go from being your grandfather's deodorant to this, you know, hunk of a man
and massive sales? Could smell like, yes. by a brilliant piece of up-to-date marketing. They did three things. They recognized doing a standard conventional, this is a really good thing to put in your man's aftershave or whatever it is, wouldn't work. So they had to challenge people. The way they challenged them was, one, getting hold of a good-looking guy, but not taking him seriously. Isaiah Mustafa, as the Old Spice guy, is perfect because he looks good, but he can also deliver the humorous line, sending himself up and sending the whole notion up. So humor, critical part of it. And then social network marketing. They didn't start on the television. They started on getting a little bit of buzz going around. And when they did move to the major media, they Twittered, they YouTubed, they used all the contemporary connections to get the story out there. So it seems like we've been living with this guy enormously for years, but in fact it's actually a very short period of time, and it's just the amount of coverage it's got. And Old Spice, it is one of those products that's an image as well as a scent, and people disliked the image more than they disliked the smell. So as soon as you could get people to think it's contemporary and up-to-date, people would buy it and use it.
And obviously people are buying it. Sales are up, I report this morning, 107%.
Yep, I absolutely believe it. Now, recognize you can play lots of games with percentages, so the sales base was low, but it is still a huge success.
Now, what does this run the risk of becoming like the Canadian Tire Man?
Yes, they've got a challenge, but to keep it going. So, you know, but they can do it with other people, other surprises, as long as they keep the freshness going. If they're using the same guy in different situations in a year or two's time, it will soften dramatically, and somebody else will come up with a better idea. But, you know, I mean, Geico's Gecko's been going for a while and has been succeeding there. And, you know, you've got a number of examples of how these things can be successfully made into an ongoing campaign. The key is don't take yourself too seriously.
So how do you not make this stale?
Again, don't make yourself too serious. Come up with ways of really pulling fun at yourself and the whole proposition, because that's very much the tonality of the younger groups they're trying to connect with. But you can do it with fresh faces, fresh situations. The whole thing is to keep that lightheartedness to it. Don't get serious.
And they've also had more than just one commercial.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a number. You know that they, part of the freshness is in these different positions, but it all comes back down to the same theme, and the theme is that rather tongue-in-cheek, this is what your guy can smell like. So you can think of any way, situations he can do that. But the other thing that's really going to work for them is the buzz that goes on about it. I gather they've even signed the guy up for a Jennifer Aniston movie.
Yeah, he's got Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
There we go.
And so I didn't realize that he was a former NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep. So, I mean, it's launched his career, and I assume that Old Spice have tied him up for a long time. So they'll get the benefit of that. But the key will be find other people like him, because that's the fun element. It's going on in the woman's mind. I mean, this is a category, and I will guarantee I know 65-70% of the sales that have increased will come from women buying it for their guys.
Now, but still, the it's still the same product.
It is, absolutely. But it tells you how much fragrance for both men and women is a matter of brand perception and not the actual raw fragrance itself. You know, it's not my personal taste, and there'll be a whole bunch of people, it won't be their personal taste, but to the majority of the population, it will be perfectly acceptable.
okay, we've talked about the Canadian Tire Man. And are there any other, I'm thinking of that, it's the beer commercial.
Yes, Dos Equis.
Yes, he's the most interesting
man in the world. And in fact, my view, I don't know this for certain, is the Old Spice team modeled what they did on a younger version of what Dos Equis has done with the most interesting man in the world. Because it's humorous, it's confrontational, of course it's totally fictitious. You know, if I am going to drink a beer, this is the one I would drink. You know, so it's wonderfully kind of self-deprecating, because you look at him and go, yeah, he's a expensive cognac and Armagnac guy, but you know, maybe the beer, you know. So it's a way to get into our attention, but also our intrigue to go and buy it. Not by the old style of being serious about the proposition, but by being not serious about it, being relaxed about it, being humorous about it, being self-deprecating about it. And that's very much the new style.
How do you convince a company? Many of these companies have been around a long time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're worried about their reputations, of course. How do you convince them to take that leap from being dead serious to, you know, a laugh riot?
Absolutely. Usually it's not the big companies that move first. So this kind of approach has been around for a few years. So you've got now the Unilevers, the Procter & Gambles, the Colgates, all kind of saying, well, this is a legitimate strategy now. Now, you also note in Old Spice's case, it's done with a brand that was essentially dead. I mean, it was still around and still selling and had some equity, but mostly the equity was out of date. So it wasn't a huge risk. I mean, it is a risk in the sense that they're spending a lot of money on it, but it's not ruining it. And they're not all of a sudden making Tide a figure of fun. So they're doing it with a brand that wasn't going very far already, and that's how.
Okay, so how much further can Old Spice go with this?
They can get quite cheeky because they don't have to do it on air. They can do it on the internet. So they can do it, get even cheekier with some of the stories going around on social network marketing. So, and that is going to be the kind of thing that drives. Now, the risk is, as you mentioned earlier, it just gets boring. If they keep trying to make it a formula and doing the same stuff, people will go, oh, been there, seen that, done that, you know, move on. But if they keep being a little bit cheekier on the underground network, the YouTubes and the Facebooks, then they can keep it going for a while.
And that is the key. The marketing today is completely different.
Absolutely. You know, in the past, you know, a decade or so ago, you'd want to look for a campaign formula that worked and then just run it. And it'll be mostly in the main broadcast media. Now you've got to be constantly stimulating people to stay with you. You know, it's like they've trained us all to have the attention span of a flea.
Now, do you think in these ads that people, are they just seeing this handsome man on a motorcycle? Do they see what the product that's being sold? Do they actually see the product?
The product's not serious enough to worry about. So it's one of those products we call low involvement products. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind wearing that if I'm the guy, or I wouldn't mind giving that if I'm a present, and a little bit of humor attached to it. Oh, maybe it makes that, you know, couch potato husband of mine be a little more attractive. Would you do it to products that we call involved products, products that are important to us? Probably not. But most of the stuff we buy, to be honest, isn't that serious, isn't that important to us. So, yes, they can get away with it.
Any other products you'd like to see something like this campaign? What do you think?
Oh, I'd love to have. I'd love a little refreshing bluntness and self-deprecation from our government and politicians. Wouldn't that be fun? I'm not the best candidate in the world. In fact, you know, I smoked pot as a kid and I did this with my teenagers. But you know, I'm not any worse than the others. Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Yeah, especially with the Toronto
mayoralty race. Exactly.